This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation.
Because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Log and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio in its new location. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, it's a facility in Florida, 27,000 square feet, where they like to maintain 50 million rounds at all times of all calibers. If it's in stock, it's on the website. If it's not in the website, it's not in stock. It's a very simple thing. And that's why I like them. When the ammunition is sparse, they have it. When ammunition is plentiful, they have it cheaper. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, still trying to get used to the new digs, the new setup, and everything else. Am I sounding okay, Jason? You think so? He'll tell me later. Do you remember the story coming out of Reno? The high school where the kid went to school with the knives, and he was swinging the knives all around. He was attacking people with his knives, and then he got shot by a school resource officer. Do you remember that? Apparently, his family is still having problems understanding why a school resource officer would choose to shoot a student who's swinging a bunch of knives at people and refused to surrender. So we get this from his mother, Cheryl Pitchford. She said, when you hear people say that bringing a knife to school isn't the answer to bullying, how do you respond to that? It's not the answer. This is coming from his grandmother, Nancy Pitchford. She said, it's not the answer, but to a 14-year-old kid, I guess it is, you know, not to hurt anybody with knives, but just to get them off of you. You know, just sort of stab them a little. His mother said, I'm not defending my son bringing knives to school whatsoever. But what I ask myself is, what makes the school officer think that it's okay to shoot my son? And here, this is a classic deflection, because the fault, part of the fault of this young man's, him going awry, lies with his parents. Lies with his mother. Lies with his grandmother. Because for some reason, they did not teach him how to be restrained, how to be disciplined. The Reno Police Department said that he had been involved in a fight with another student that day, and that the school district officer opened fire after the teen saw him, acknowledged him, and ignored commands to drop the knives. Now, family attorney David Houston, who wasn't there, who doesn't know, saying, I do not believe that environment would allow Logan to have heard the police officer. Now we're making things up as we go. Day after the shooting, Washoe County School Superintendent Tracy Davis praised the responding officers for keeping the other students safe. Last December, she said, had it not been for their quick actions and professionalism, I truly believe that the outcome could have been much worse. But now we're getting the, why not do this one day? Why not tase him? Why not shoot him in the foot? And, of course, they're worried about what might have happened if that round had missed when that school officer shot and didn't miss her son. She said, and having other kids standing around behind Logan and could have been struck another kid. Listen, Miss Pitchford, and anybody out there who doesn't understand, let me explain something to you. When somebody brings lethal force to the equation, whether it's a knife or an axe handle or whatever it is, there's nothing out there stating that law enforcement has to respond to it by using less than lethal force. As a matter of fact, they have to respond with equal force or greater force in order to stop this individual. And that means, in this particular case, a firearm. Now, did Logan Clark pose a deadly force threat as he lunged and slashed at his fellow students who milled around, filming him with their phones and staring at him with bovine stupidity? Yeah, yeah. Nancy Pitchford doesn't think that her grandson deserved to be shot, or that he should have been shot in the foot instead of in the chest. This is an indication of utter cluelessness and not understanding what it is to be one of the sheep. Shooting at somebody who's moving rapidly, one of the reasons you don't shoot people in the leg or in the arm or in the shoulder, and you aim for center mass, is because center mass is not moving as much and is blurred. No video. I'm sorry about that. I'm being asked in the chat room about video. Video, right now, the hookup in the system as it sets up right now, isn't working. We would get a bunch of feedback, and we can't have that. Lost the video feed. But that's cluelessness. This is where you get out there and somebody says, well, they could shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the hand. The safest option if you have to shoot somebody is in center mass, because that's not moving as fast. And, you know, means you're not going to miss nearly as readily. So, when you look at the pictures, you see young Mr. Clark on the ground and the SRO is in front of him and his gun is drawn, and there's knots of students all around the scene and concrete everywhere on the ground. If he'd shot at this kid's feet and hit the concrete, then you've got a ricochet happening. Or you've got fragmentation happening with multiple ricochets. So if he had shot at Clark's foot and struck the target, the bullet is designed to penetrate roughly the thickness of a human torso. That would have gone all the way through his foot, then hit the ground, and then ricocheted into the students. Either as, you know, one big round or as a bunch of shrapnel. So the only safe shot, which, you know, when you start talking about shooting somebody, you're stretching the word safe a little bit. But the only safe shot for him was to take one in center mass, which he did as the teen was approaching him with a pair of kitchen knives. And I'm not talking about steak knives. I'm talking about these big cleaving knives. And what you basically had happen here was that Logan Clark was failed to a degree by his parents. Then he made a series of poor decisions that forced this officer to shoot him. Young Mr. Clark alone is responsible for his actions, and he is responsible for the actions of the guy that had to stop him, because his actions could not be allowed to go on infinitum. They had to be stopped. So, you know, this is a reality that the family needs to accept. This was not some angel. Okay? He may have had some issues, and, you know, I'm not saying that he didn't. But what I am saying is that getting out there and trying to second-guess him is not going to change anything. This would be referred to in law enforcement as a good shoot. And that idea just absolutely kills him. So, you know, is it sad that you have to shoot young people? Yes. Is it sadder that young people think that violence is the way? Oh, man, you just can't imagine. It's nearly as bad as these leftists that are out there that think, well, you know, we can just go ahead and default to violence, too, because after all, you know, Antifa. But they're wrong. They're wrong as the day is long, but that's okay. That is okay. When we get back, coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about what Trump did recently and what it all actually means. There's some people out there that are sort of hung up on the fact, well, he didn't have the authority to do this, you know, forget it. We're going to talk about what he did. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is a gigantic facility with a gigantic amount of ammunition, in addition to one of the best semi-automatic magazine selections you've ever seen. Best prices out there on a regular basis. Something's always on sale there. If it's in stock, it's on the website. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. what is happening right now, and I know some people are out there not really understanding what has one thing that has fundamentally changed, but what's happening now in the world is that we no longer have a bunch of pathetic fecklessness in charge of the nation. We got our feck back. And the whiny progressives that are out there today that prefer our woman-enslaving, gay-tossing, toddler-crucifying enemies to the guy who beat their designated heir to the crown, well, they're in a bit of a tizzy. We, as a nation, when we voted for Trump, we signaled that we were going to refuse to continue to go down this path of submission and humiliation and utter failure by the president who fundamentally wanted to transform this nation into something altogether, you know, defenseless. Because, you know, as far as he was concerned, we couldn't have our enemies respect us, much less fear us. We can't have America reassuming its rightful place in the world. After all, aren't we taught that the United States is the root of all evil by our ponytailed, you know, teaching assistants at Fussy Boy U? Now, Trump is actually in the process of doing what Barack Obama never did, and what he and his coterie of pompous twits and political hacks, masquerading as a foreign policy brain trust, couldn't do. He's establishing a successful foreign policy doctrine. In order for that to work, unfortunately, there has to be a set of consequences if you decide to be a bad actor on today's stage. It's not even the activist Bush doctrine, which is often labeled neocon. His policy is simply America first. It was America first when he launched those cruise missiles at Syria. It was America first when he dropped the Moab, which is the massive ordnance aerial burst, or whatever they call that thing, the mother of all bombs, whatever you want to call that thing. Whatever it is, that was putting America first. That was him signaling to the world, there's a new regime in place today, and I got all the stuff that he wouldn't use, but I'm going to use it. The Obama doctrine was about staving off defeat just long enough so the next sucker would get stuck dealing with the resulting mess, while the bringer of light chills out doing who knows what in the South Pacific as Bill Ayers types up his memoirs for him. Obama treated our allies like dirt, and he didn't just embolden our enemies. He was paying them, literally, with pallets of cash, pallet loads of cash. And, of course, our enemies stopped fearing us. Why would they? It paid to be bad, to the extent that Putin diddled with our election by exposing the depths of Democrat corruption. It's because he wasn't afraid of that posing, prancing puff boy in the White House. There was no consequence he was fearful of messing with the Obama administration or the United States at that time. Putin is rethinking his game book right now, though, his playbook. As are those 7th century cultists in Tehran and that bloated bratwurst in Yongyang. Everybody now is having to sit back and say, well, you know, we may actually have to play. They also saw Obama for what he was. He was a wuss, and he was without the stones for a fight, adhering to the motto, make love, not war. Trump, though, he said, we don't understand what they're going to do in Syria, and not only there. Good. Wonder. Fear. And be careful, because Trump might just kick your Harry Reid all over town. There's been a lot of talk about how Trump is changing his policies and flip-flopping And the fake stream legacy media is trying to desperately to come up with some way to point out that the Trump regime has failed, you know, 100 days in. And, you know, the way they're characterizing it is that Trump has betrayed supporters by fighting America's enemies, which I don't know how that's called a failure. What you have is a bunch of prissy pundits who don't get the essential nature of either Donald Trump or the American people. They confuse Trump's critique of establishment foreign policy, one that resonated with the Americans that the elite asked to carry the burden of their interventionist shenanigans, with pure isolationism and even being a pacifist. And remember what I call a pacifist. A pacifist is somebody that has the option of destroying you or letting you be. America and Americans are sick of their lives and treasure being squandered by a bunch of milk-toasted idiots who tie their troops' hands and don't do what's necessary because they can't get it through their pointy heads that if it's important enough to fight a war, then we damn well ought to win that war. You don't fight wars just for the sake of doing something. Putting our interests first does not mean putting our head in the sand. Americans know these savages, and they are, need killing. And they're happy to oblige. George S. Patton understood this. One time he said, Americans love to fight, and Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. The very thought of losing is hateful to Americans. Except recently. Congratulations, Washington. You did manage to prove Patton wrong. We haven't won a ground war since Desert Storm in 1991, and we won that because we found the enemy, we fixed them in position, and we killed them until they were begging for mercy. And then we came home. And that's the lesson, and Trump seems to get that. When you're in combat, you kill them until they give up. You do not kill them and stop short. America is tired of seeing these people, these young people, that join the military and come home in bags because the D.C. hand-wringers were butch enough to start a fight but not man enough to finish it. Trump gets it. And that's what's happening. It's not illegal. It's enlightening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Trying to figure out why anybody would get upset about anything that Trump is doing. But, you know, there are those that are a little bit nervous about certain things. But now, you know, Trump is not going to commit a bunch of ground troops to Syria. That's what that's about. And getting out there and dropping a bunch of sarin on a bunch of kids is not the way to go. And he knows that. I mean, we can't allow that to happen. But, that's, you know, bear that in mind. He's just out there saying, we can get you anytime we want. Don't confuse what was with what is. Now, another thing that makes a few people sort of nervous right now is the coming push for national reciprocity. Now, everybody out there who carries a gun, who owns a gun, who believes in freedom, should believe in national reciprocity. I'm going to give you five reasons to reinforce that belief. Okay? First off, is that a right shouldn't be contingent on what state you're in, what state border you're crossing over. And that seems like it should be obvious, but, you know, the Supreme Court affirmed in 2008 that it was an individual right to bear arms. All national reciprocity would mean is that state governments must respect a non-resident's right to carry a firearm for self-defense to the same degree as residents of the state. And despite rumors to the contrary, national reciprocity legislation would not dictate to states how and where residents could carry concealed. Non-residents would also have to abide by state regulations governing behavior and places to carry. Second reason is pretty obvious. You don't want to become an accidental criminal. And that's the very narrow line you cross when you cross into another state sometimes. Have you ever heard of Brian Fletcher or Raymond Hughes and Meredith Graves? Each one of them has something in common. They are concealed carriers turned accidental criminals because they carried their legally owned firearms into a state without reciprocity. Brian Fletcher was the utility repairman who traveled from North Carolina to New Jersey with his legally owned firearm to do disaster relief work. After volunteering the information about his gun to a police officer in New Jersey, he was arrested and subsequently faces 5 years in prison. And that's the thing. This is one thing I don't understand about concealed carriers. Why don't you look at where you're going and what those laws are before you go? You're making a presumption that's going to change your life. Raymond Hughes is a corrections officer. He was simply traveling through New Jersey when a drunk driver sent him to the emergency room. He had his legally owned firearm in his car, but because New Jersey doesn't recognize non-resident carry permits, he was charged with a Class 2 felony. Similar story happened to Meredith Graves, a registered nurse and concealed carrier. She left her handgun in her purse while visiting the 9/11 memorial. When she left New York, she left with a misdemeanor weapons charge added to her record. And these are, I mean, this is not even scratching the tip of the iceberg. Many instances of law-abiding gun owners getting caught up in the confusing patchwork of reciprocity laws here in these United States. Number three, concealed carry permit holders, we are some of the most law-abiding people on the planet. Certainly well above the average here in the United States. 2014 study from the Crime Prevention Research Center showed that roughly 11 million Americans have concealed carry permits, up from an estimated 8 million in 2011. Now it's closer to 15 million, 16, probably 17. It's probably ticking up. CPRC also examined permit holders in Florida and Texas. Between 2008 and 2014, Florida had an average of 875,000 active permit holders. Their permit revocation rate during these years, and that's a very important statistic, that's the rate of concealed carriers who had their permits revoked due to, you know, breaking the law, was a staggering 0.00007%. The rate of concealed carriers convicted of crimes was similarly low in Texas, a state that had 584,850 active permit holders in 2012. Of those, 0.021% were convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony. Bottom line is that we are very well behaved when we're carrying a gun, and we've earned everything that was already right anyway. Number four, reciprocity laws as they are practiced today can change frequently, and they don't. There's not a whole lot of notice to it, which leads us back to the part about otherwise law-abiding gun owners becoming an accidental criminal. When a law changes with little public notice, it's difficult to know whether or when or how you'd run afoul of them. And it does happen. In 2012, the state of Delaware, under the direction of then Attorney General Beau Biden, dropped reciprocity with concealed carriers from Virginia. In 2015, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring announced his state would stop recognizing permits from 25 other states. And it is up to each one of us as individuals to stay on top of the state gun laws. If you've been legally carrying your concealed handgun from Virginia to Delaware for 10 years and you didn't know about changes in reciprocity coming down the pipeline, you'd probably make that additional trip without checking. So very easy for the well-intentioned to get caught up in legal troubles when we're talking about a patchwork of state laws that can change with little notice. Number five, in states with concealed carry, that specter of the concealed carrier is a deterrent. Having that specter in all 50 states would be good for the overall violent crime rate. It would go down. Law-abiding concealed carriers protect people all the time. And as much as the gun control advocates would like to argue that there's no such thing as a good guy with a gun, there's mountains of evidence that's, you know, they state otherwise. So, just last June, headlines swept the nation of a concealed carrier who stopped a mass shooter outside a nightclub in South Carolina. Then there was the Minnesota mall stabbing. Remember that one? The Somalian? And who could forbid, you know? And that was stopped. This was a law-abiding concealed carrier. Then in January, when two armed men tried to rob a jewelry store in a mall in San Antonio, Texas, they were stopped by a concealed carrier. They'd already shot and killed an innocent bystander. Who knows what would have happened if the gun owner hadn't stepped in? And that's just a few stories. And there's many more out there. This happens between 2,000 and 6,000 times a day. And the truth is that responsible, law-abiding concealed carriers are an added layer of protection for everyone. The anti-gunners and the pro-gunners and the low-info voters who haven't got an opinion one way or the other. problem here, and the reason we have to have this, is that too many states make it difficult or impossible for gun owners to carry concealed, let alone across state lines. And in this uncertain world, the last thing the state should do is disarm a law-abiding person. This doesn't make anybody safer. You want to know what would make people safer? Let them exercise their right to defend their life and the lives around them, no matter what state they're in. Yeah. That's what's got to happen. There will be a lot of people, though, that state that this is, you know, this would be wild, wild west. It'll be, and this is, we've heard this, we've been hearing this since the 80s when Florida started this this charge, concealed carry permit thing that we have nowadays. They were the first ones out there, and everybody said it'll be like, you know, we'll be, you know, every time somebody takes a parking space, it'll be settled with a gun, and somebody cuts in line at the movie theater, it'll be settled with a gun, and, you know, none of that came to pass. Where there is crime, of course, that kind of thing happens. But, I mean, that kind of thing happens for no reason. Having a reason actually helps them solve the crime, but a lot of this is just, you know, senseless violence. It's not the gun owners that are the issue. It's not the gun crime that is going to save, you know, that's not indicative of anything gun control does. But empowering people to protect themselves, that would go a long way. When we get back, we're going to talk about the left-wing globalists and everything that they have destroyed up to this point. Yeah. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, I just got an email from them. Let's see what is new in the land of Ammunition Depot. Free shipping on orders over $99 if you purchase an M2A1 2-pack, which is a 50 caliber ammo can. Okay. You get $40 cash back when you buy American Eagle handgun ammunition. They've got a bunch of rebates going on. And they've got an emergency prep giveaway with from Wise Company, the food company. They've also got a battle axe and some ammo that goes with this as well. So check them out, because everything they have, where did my, I lost the cursor. There it is. We don't need to be that right. We'll take that away. Everything on the website is in stock, 27,000 square feet. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Does anybody like to vacation in Sweden? Because the ultra-uber-liberal Sweden is becoming a shell of their former leftist self, because the leftism has turned this once peaceful country into a chaotic multicultural cesspool of violence and a whole lot of unrest. The Swedes, they took a lot of pride in their open-mindedness, believing that their good intentions and big hearts could overcome a collision of cultures when it comes to immigration without assimilation. Everything there was running on good feelings and, you know, emotional thinking. They assumed that their kindness and generosity would be reciprocated. And they believed that their sophistication and their universal outlook would elevate them above the consequences of what happens when third world mindsets reside at first world addresses. And they were wrong. Now, in Sweden, crime is on the rise, and the Swedish police officer, Peter Springar, has had enough. He put out a Facebook post that he openly admitted wasn't politically correct, and he said that his suspected perpetrators for crimes that week came from Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, Syria again, Somalia, unknown country, Sweden. Of course, Sweden's prime minister, leftist Stefan Löfven, challenged these claims, which quickly went viral. But then the prime minister had a change of heart after the April 7th terrorist attack, when a truck was used as a battering ram. This is when an immigrant showed his appreciation for Sweden's open-minded, open-hearted, feel-good generosity by hijacking a beer truck and mowing down a crowd in a bustling Stockholm shopping street. After the attack, Reports emerged that the police went searching for clues in the Stockholm suburb of Tensta, and they were run out of the area by a bunch of rock-throwing hostile gangs of immigrant youth. Now, Löfven promises Sweden will never go back to the mass immigration they had in the autumn of 2015. Never. Of course, they do have, I don't know, I don't know what the numbers are, but they got plenty. According to the UK Daily Mail, 80% of the asylum seekers admitted in 2015 did not have identification papers. That means they were never able to be vetted. Nobody to call. Another 40,000 were let in without seeking asylum, and they simply disappeared, and nobody knows where they are. They were let into the country, and they either went out of the country or they're in the middle of the country, but one way or the other, nobody knows where they are. Now, they may never go back to their 2015 levels, but what's done is done. And what is done? Well, what do they manage to accomplish here? Well, they flush their safety and security and national identity straight down the loo. And they will forevermore reap the consequences of their nonsensical choices, like former President Obama and Germany's Angela Merkel. Löfven is a megalomaniacal left-wing globalist. He's an ideologue who proudly promotes policies normal people hate. They live in a world defined by childlike assumptions of multiculturalism. Multiculturalism has worked in the West about as well as socialism worked in Venezuela. During a CNN interview with Brooke Baldwin, a Syrian man, Qassam Eid, praised and thanked President Trump for the Tomahawk strike on the sarin attack in Syria. Eid told Baldwin he didn't see the media or all the people protesting Trump's travel ban, raising your voice against President Obama's inaction in Syria that made us refugees get kicked out of Syria. Truth makes it into the mainstream. I'd said, if you really care about refugees, if you really care about helping us, please help us stay in our country. His country, not America, not Germany, not Sweden. See, the reason Europe took them all in was to maintain the welfare state. Nobody's been birthing them babies in the European landmass. And in order for the welfare state to have enough money coming in to not have riots in the streets of a bunch of, pensioners, well, we got to bring in some new blood. So they brought in these 7th century refugees. They're not from the 7th century. They just live like it. The left-wing globalists wrongly assume that their open-mindedness and their worldview and their inclusiveness and commitment to unity is a guarantee that everyone is a happily, they're going to all live happily ever after. Frankly, this ideology only succeeds in making them feel good, but it manages to kill a bunch of us all the time. It seems like we're always dying in some form or fashion. Due to this inclusiveness. Now, this guy Eid, this is a true Syrian, okay? Most of these people noticed that when, let's go back to what that police officer put out there about the nationality of the people that he busted. Iraq, Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, Somalia, Syria. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So out of 11, two of them were actually from Syria. The other 9 were not from Syria, but they were Islamic. And that's where the problem comes. This was never about refugees. This was never about refugees. This is about letting combatants in your country come in and live in a good life and everything else so that one day they can spring up and saw your head clean off. Sweden is learning that the hard way. Germany is learning that the hard way. England, well, they're trying to fight back, but they're still learning it the hard way as well. And then, of course, there's France, which has learned it the hard way. Italy, lots of places in Europe, beautiful places. If you've never been to Europe, what you have missed now that all of this nonsense is in place is should break your heart. It should be breaking your heart. Of course, it won't because you don't know what you've missed, but take my word for it. You have lost so much history, so much culture in the name of maintaining power. And that's all that ever was maintaining power. Keeping a bunch of people happy to where you could get reelected and stay in office and maintain all of these policies and everything else. In the meantime, you know, the United States have been footing the bill to protect the European landmass, and now that's about to change too. So, I mean, pretty soon NATO is going to be one of these places where if you're not paying your dues, well, you don't get to come in the club. That's something that always should have been that way. We would be in a much better place today if that were the case. So, what do you say? What do you say? Here's what I'd say. We're coming up, we're going about to flip into the next hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about the good Samaritans out there that maybe think that they're carrying a gun to defend other people. There's going to be some bubbles that are burst. There's going to be some bubbles that maybe stay intact. I don't know. There's going to be some hearts broken, but, you know, truth has to get out there. It simply has to be allowed to roam. And that's all coming up next. Hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.